There's been a few news items that we just clipped from the news. We'll go through initially and then go into the rest of the Bible study today. First of all, there's a brain-damaged wife here. This is over in 23rd of this month. It was yesterday, wasn't it? Thursday, day before yesterday. But it says that a new law, apparently in Florida, it says, a bitter tussle over the life of a severely brain-damaged woman was heading back in the courts yesterday when she was reconnected to a feeding tube 6 days after a judge ordered it to be removed. Teresa Chiavo, 39, was taken from a hospice back to hospital and began receiving fluids again early yesterday after the intervention of the authorities. The Florida legislature had overwhelmingly approved a hastily written bill empowering Governor Jeb Bush to order the reinsertion of the tubes that had kept her alive for 13 years. Her husband, Michael, has fought for her family for years to allow her to die, arguing that she's in an irreversible state. His lawyer said yesterday Mrs. Chiavo had been literally abducted from a deathbed. And this is something that's really a problem today. We're finding that the medical profession, on the surface, it looks so wonderful. But underneath, it is an absolute curse. And there is a curse there where people who would naturally die are being kept alive. And people who would naturally live are actually being murdered. This is happening. Here's another one that was in the paper. Down's test is going to be for all births. It says all pregnant women, this is in the UK, are to be offered NHS, that's the National Health Service, tests for Down syndrome. It was revealed yesterday. The move could double the number of Down's babies that are detected, but it's ignited an ethical row over the science being used to weed out babies that are less than perfect. Campaigners called for the move very scary and a seek and destroy operation. Experts admit that abortions will rise and that many women will face an increased risk of miscarriages from invasive tests used to diagnose the genetic disorder. So again, the fact that they can test for a Down syndrome, and yet I don't believe that the test is 100% successful. I don't think it is. So in other words, they're going to be healthy children that are actually aborted in this case. And again, it is man playing God and going in a direction which he should never, ever go. In the case of... let me just read. Let's just go over to Romans. Just go over to Romans, the beginning of Romans. Because you say, well, where's all this come from? Well, it's come from a science. It's come from a science that has developed over the years in a certain way and according to a certain... basis, if you like. And in Romans 1, if we look, starting over in verse 16, Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, the Jew first and also to the Greek. And, you know, we read that and it's all kind of airy-fairy religious language, but it's not meant to be that way. The gospel of Christ is the good news of Christ. It's the good news of the coming kingdom. And yes, it involves Christ as a person, but that's not the focus in any way. It's the gospel that Christ actually brought. And this good news of Christ, it's the power of God to salvation to everyone. And salvation means rescue. And it is a rescuing of this world. And it's the very holy day plan that we've just enacted when we're going to the feast. And it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. It is the true righteousness of God. It's to do with the way of God. And it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And this is what is happening today in so many areas, is there is a suppression of the truth. Everything seems to be based on lies out in the world. And there are just so many things within this world that are simply based on lies. And again, it's not to be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised at it, because Satan is the father of lies, and he is also the one that is behind the present world. This world is based on a system and a way which is satanic. It says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. So they could in fact look and see
what God is, in fact, shows every single human being on earth.
It says, because the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they're without excuse. And the open mind that looks at the creation should be able to see this aspect, the internal power and Godhead, that aspect of God. They won't understand the plan of God. They can't see the ways of God, but they can at least understand his internal power and his Godhead. But it says, because that when they knew God, or they had this awareness of God, this awareness of his eternal power and Godhead, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. In other words, they didn't position themselves beneath God, being thankful to him, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was therefore darkened. It was darkened because they elevated themselves above the eternal power and Godhead. They didn't put themselves underneath that. And they didn't start to conduct their lives and have the certain... They weren't God-fearing. That's what it really boils down to. I say they weren't. They aren't today. And it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And when we're looking at this subject of the medical profession and the control that they have over births and deaths and the way in which they administer that, they do profess themselves to be wise. Science is a god within our society. And it says, they change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, they're looking to the natural world to a large degree, which they do today. And therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So their conduct was going to be in a certain direction, which was dishonourable, which in fact would cause dishonour right through the society. And that's what we're seeing today. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creation more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And it says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, and even their women changed the natural use of that which is against nature. And the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one to another, men with men working what's unseemly, and received in themselves the recompense and the error which is fitting. So it went into a sexual area, which is saying here, and it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, in their science, because knowledge and science is almost interchanged, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not proper. And he starts listing certain of the spiritual areas which they in fact degenerate into. But it's coming from a mind that is reprobate. And this mind is because they do not hold God in their knowledge. Now, to give you some kind of an idea, there is in fact a certain fear of God down in the Catholic circles. Now, it's not the correct one. It's going to be, as I'll go into the sermon today, there's going to be a real problem coming out of that area. And there are certain prophecies that the Catholics have, which are quite, you know, make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. But here in the Telegraph, let's have a look here. What date was this? Oh, yes, sorry, 23rd again. It says, filthy pigs rule the EU, says the minister. And it says, the European Union's elite are determined to destroy Europe's Christian heritage, Italy's reform minister Umberto Bossi said yesterday. He described the elite as filthy pigs who wanted to make paedophilia as easy as possible. Mr. Bossi, leader of the Northern League, said Brussels was transforming vices into virtues and advancing the cause of atheism every day. He denounced the European arrest warrant as a step towards dictatorship, deportation and terror, instilling fear in the people, a crime in itself. It would lead to a Stalinist regime multiplied by 25. One day Italian citizens would be locked up upon the orders of a Turkish judges, he told Il Gourmet, a newspaper which is owned by the family of the Italian Prime Minister, Berlusconi. So he also talks about the euro being a total flop. So it's not just in Britain that we've got all these kind of Eurosceptics. That's in Italy as well. But he's approaching it from a religious point of view, and the fact that the religion is not there. and it therefore leads to a certain approach. And eventually, the Catholic Church and the powers behind that will step in, and you're looking at a different Europe, a very different Europe from what we see today. And that is what we should be aware of, that eventually the Europe that we see today, which is a very westernized Europe with all the vices that the West has, will eventually be kicked for touch. And we're looking at a Europe arising which will have a religious element, a very strong religious element, but even then it will be an uneasy alliance between the politics and the papacy. To give you an example of this mentality, this twisted mentality, I don't know, what can I call it? It's called Gwlad. I don't know what Gwlad means in Welsh. Gwlad? G-W-L-A-D? Farm, is it? No. Rural? Gwlad. Land? Maybe it's land, yeah. Gwlad. I think it's land. It's to do with the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Department. It's put out by them. And it's got here, it says, dead bats need to be investigated. I don't know if you saw that when it came through to you. It says, the Welsh Assembly government is linking the various partners to help counter the threat of the rabies-like illness associated with bats. It sounds quite good. It is interesting, the terminology that they use. Here we've just read about Down syndrome children, or people going for tests and therefore having their children murdered in the womb. And it's looked upon perfectly okay. But it says here, anybody finding a dead bat or one that has been euthanized for humane reasons is urged to contact the Bat Conservation Trust in London. The fact that they will apply euthanasia, which is of course a polite way of terming permissible death, to a bat is absurd. But it's coming from a mentality. It's coming from this mentality that we find in Romans, which is that they transform the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, and three creeping things. They worship the creation. It goes on, it says, basically they worship the creation instead of the creator. And we're looking at this is the reason why we're seeing articles like this appearing. They're coming from a mind that has been twisted. And that mind is twisted away from God and away from the things that God determines. And they're looking at things in a very bizarre way. And we shouldn't be surprised at articles such as that would come out. Now, there are other things that are going on in the news generally. The Bush apparently hails Islam in an effort to quell the anti-US feeling. It says President George Bush went to Bali, the site of the worst terrorist atrocity since the September 11th attacks yesterday, to praise Islam as a religion of liberty and tolerance. Mr. Bush's trip was an attempt to tackle anti-American sentiment in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation. Now, if you go through and you read the Quran, it's not one of tolerance. It's not it is a religion which has not got the spiritual aspects that Christianity has. You look at the New Testament, and it gives you the spiritual understanding of the Old. You can see the spirit of the law through the entirety of the Old Testament. But you apply the Old Testament in a purely physical way, and you would have something along the lines of Islam, along the lines. I'm being very, very vague on that. But it is almost as if you're looking at a religion that is directed to establishing that religion and nothing else. In that sense, you're not looking, there isn't a similarity between the Old Testament. But it does not have the understanding that we have today through the New Testament writings. The New Testament writings and Christ explain what in fact was in that Old Testament. So when we're looking here, as far as Islam is concerned, you're looking in fact at something which is not, as it says, as Mr. Bush says, it says an attempt to tackle, praise Islam as a religion of liberty and tolerance. And that is not the case. Islam is not a religion of liberty and tolerance. You're either Islam or you're not. And if you're not, you're about to be. That's basically what the idea is. Now, as I say, you know, you can go back into the Old Testament. You can see the way in which God directed people in Old Testament times to go into the land and wipe out everything. But there was a reason for that. There's a spiritual reason that if you understand it from the understanding that you gain through the prophets and also through the New Testament, you can go back and you can understand the reason and also the plan of God. You can understand why God did that. But in Islam, it is a very, very harsh, and written into Islam is not the way of God. It is, in fact, heaven and hell. I mean, heaven and hell is well in there. It's woven inexorably within the Islamic faith. It says, owing to security concerns, Mr. Bush spent only 4 hours on the resort island and chose to remain at a hotel 5 minutes' drive from the airport where his meetings were being held. Flights were postponed throughout his visit. As he spoke, just yards from an Indian Ocean, warships could be seen patrolling offshore. 5,000 heavily armed police and troops backed up by sniffer dogs and bomb squad units were deployed. The brevity of his trip underlined how much more dangerous Indonesia and Southeast Asia have become since the boom era of the 80s and early 90s. When Ronald Reagan visited, he stayed 3 nights in Bali, hosted by the dictator Suharto. And the world is held captive very, very much, as Mr. Armstrong used to bring out. Mr. Bush being in there, praising the liberty and the tolerance, but in fact the reality was something else. As I said, you're looking at lies. Liberty and tolerance is not the case. What Mr. Bush was there to do was to try and mend broken fences, but it's not liberty and tolerance. And the fact that he had all of the security steps taken show that it's not liberty and tolerance. Neither do they believe it's liberty and tolerance. They believe that there is a fanatical, more than just a fanatical element. There is a fanatical element woven within it. If we go into, again, as far as Britain is concerned, I'm not sure how the southeast is now, but when we flew over the UK coming in from Nigeria, it was quite interesting coming over the southeast of England, how dry everything was. It was phenomenally dry. It looked like the south of France when we came in. It was just brown. It just looked... I thought, well, so many people must have been ploughing the fields, but it wasn't. It was the actual grassland and so on was just brown. You could see the earth coming through. And it says here, it says, drought hit Britain is 2 weeks from a crisis. It says Britain is just a fortnight away, that's a fortnight being 2 weeks, away from a water crisis, the Environment Agent said yesterday. Emergency talks with water companies will be held today. The agency asked the public to be water wise by reducing water use in the home. Domestic users were asked to shower rather than take baths and to stop using hoses to wash cars. Although parts of Scotland had several inches of snow yesterday, much of England has had the lowest amount of rain since records began in 1873 and needs 2 inches within the next 2 weeks to avert emergency measures. Now, the chances of getting 2 inches in the next 2 weeks, yes, they could. But it's not that likely. It doesn't look that likely at the moment. There's a little bit of rain being come down, but it's nothing like it 2 inches. It says river flows have been declining throughout the summer, although this is a time of year when in previous years we have started to think about preparing for floods. That just hasn't happened. With rainfall below average for 7 out of the last 8 months, much of the southern Britain is dry as southern Italy. Groundwater levels, Mr. Barker told Farming Today, have been declining steadily throughout the summer, particularly in Sussex, Kent and Hampshire. The groundwater levels in particular are approaching the lowest we have ever recorded. So it is quite a serious situation. What is the well like here? Is it managing to feed the pump? So even here in Wales, where we have had rain, it's touch and go at the moment as to whether in fact the springs and so on are supplying sufficient water for the needs. And it's interesting again when we're looking at the various things that are coming towards us. It says the earth was put on a solar storm alert yesterday. This was the 25th, so that was Friday, is it? So today's 26th. So that was yesterday. The Earth was put on solar storm alert yesterday when astronomers warned that satellites, power systems and mobile phones are at risk of disruption. Astronomers observed an enormous sunspot the size of Jupiter with another rotating towards us with potential to cause even more havoc by hurling clouds of electrified gas towards the Earth. So, you know, we put so much store on this electronic wizardry that we've got, and yet it is very vulnerable. Certainly the satellite systems are very vulnerable. Now, I would have thought that the telephone system that this is actually going through, it may be going via satellite, but the internet is such that it will also go via cables under the sea. So it's fairly robust in that sense. But the satellite transmissions are certainly vulnerable in that regard. But the actual equipment itself on the ground is affected by the this kind of solar storms. Another one, vet shortages put farms in peril, said MPs. It says the veterinary profession is in a crisis, according to the reports by MPs that say a shortage of vets with farm animal experience could leave Britain unable to deal with a major disease outbreak. The report warns that the government faces a problem because of critical shortages in farm vets at a time when it is putting increased demands on them to carry out animal surveillance and welfare tasks. It says, unveiling the strategy, the government chief vet warned that with increased travel and changing climate, animal disease epidemics were expected to become much more frequent and needed better surveillance to be controlled. And really what's happening is the vets, the long hours that are being put in for animal vets on farms are being replaced by vets that are treating cats and dogs. And there's no end to people that are with euthanizing bats. And there's another article that we saw a couple of weeks ago about goldfish and how a dead goldfish wasn't allowed to be shown on children's television. There's a big hoo-ha about that. I think it was children's television. No, I think it was just ordinary television, I think it was. Which is absurd. It's just insane. And it's coming from this concept that we see here within Romans. There is a twisted view of life. There's a twisted view of death. There's a hiding from death. And yet, you know, what this entire society is going down, we're looking at a cataclysm, an utter cataclysm. You're going to have people that are literally going to go mad when that cataclysm comes, because they have no mental resilience. It's as if it's been completely undermined, you know. Another thing that is undermining it says here, headband sale of junk food at the public school. A public school headmaster has banned the sale of chocolate, sweets, fizzy drinks in order to encourage healthy eating and improve pupil behaviour. David Jarrett imposed the ban at Reed School in Cobham, Surrey, after he noticed that children became more disruptive after they binged at lunchtime on junk food, so he closed the tuck shop and stocked the school's 10 vending machines with healthy alternatives such as fruit bars and fresh juices. And within months, Mr. Jarrett noticed a marked improvement and claims that after initial complaints from pupils, they now prefer their new regime. So again, somebody's got some sense there, but it is true that, it does affect. You know, Satan is not going to give us healthy food. He will try and undermine it. You know, he will have a certain restraints put on him as to how far he can go. But the world outside, the actual food industry, it is an industry. It is out to make a profit. It's not out for the health of the nation. And we do need to be aware of that. It's interesting also, it says that Britain is the most violent country in Western Europe. And you wonder how much of the junk food and everything else that we eat in this country is linked to that. It says that Britain has the worst record in Western Europe for killings, violence and burglary, and its citizens face one of the highest risks in the industrialised world of becoming victims of crime, a study has shown. Offences of violence in the UK have been running at three times the level of the next worst country in Western Europe, and burglaries at nearly twice the rate. So, at one time, that was not the case. You know, Britain was very, very safe. But again, there are a number of reasons for that. It's not just It's not just the food, the junk food. It's not just the even the undermining of religious thought and religious values. Even the areas of the immigration that is taking place. There is a tremendous amount of immigration, legal and illegal, that is taking place into this country, and it has an effect. People that are coming in as immigrants do not necessarily have the. I'm going to be careful because I say they have a stable family. Some of them do. I mean, they have much more stable families than we do over here. But if you look at most of these immigrants, they're actually just single men in many, many cases. It's interesting, Australia, it says that Australia is told that it has too many whites to be part of Asia. It says leaders of 21 Pacific Rim nations put on matching jackets of the finest Thai silk yesterday at the end of their summit. But this display of sartorial unity could not hide simmering tensions based on culture, wealth, or race. It says, Goh Chok Tong, I've never heard of him, but Singapore's Prime Minister, took the first shot when he told the high-powered business leaders meeting that Australia will be regarded as Asian only when the population tips over the 50% non-whites and the rest whites. So, again, you're looking at a push, and the chances are the liberal elements within Australia will say, oh, well, we need to be part of Asia. That's the area of our home. Therefore, let's go ahead and have the immigration policy. And it talks about the foreigner getting up very, very high within you, and it will, in fact, undermine the Israelitish very nature and the Israelitish basis of the laws. Again, you're looking at a different type of religion. You're looking at a basis on Islam or on Confucianism or wherever the immigration is coming from, and it will undermine the basic values within the society. Multiculturalism does not work. It just doesn't. Our heritage and the thing that actually forged the British and the American nations and took them to prominence, yes, they were blessings from God. Yes, they were. But what did God do? How did he implement those blessings? He put in place the English Bible and the laws that stemmed from that English Bible. And it wasn't just an implementation, which I said before, of the Old Testament laws in a very draconian manner. It was the implementation of those laws with the modification of as much as they could humanly gather from the New Testament, from the understanding of God's way. And there was a certain human understanding there of the way of God amongst God-fearing men in days gone by. And that actually formed the basis of our society. And what we're seeing today is the progressive destruction of that society. And it's coming from every single quarter. It's coming from the educational side with evolution. That is going through our schools, it's going into our religious side, it's going from the MPs and the government, it's going from the sense of the emigration that's occurring. And we're seeing the destruction of the Israelite nation as such.